hear you guys, so start with the phone.
Blog
okay?
Talk Radio.
I see.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jedian, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup for the Soul, 500 million bestseller, and creative collaborator of Glee Hugo and Spider-Man. On air now, as Shaheen Jedian takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose. With his gentle intensity touch, unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Red hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celeb show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jedian and his guest today.
Yes, I am super excited to be with you this morning, and I want to tell you about a phone call I got. The call was from a woman who sounded depressed and lonely, and she said, "Do you really believe in unreasonable happiness, Shaheen?" I told her that most days I remember happiness needs no reason, love needs no reason, and kindness needs no reason, but I also have days where I forget. So then the woman said, "I'm having one of those days today. I just couldn't see a reason to be happy. But now I'm thinking maybe I don't need a reason." And so, as I take this deep breath in, just grounding myself into this call with you, and I just want to tell you how excited I am to be with you right now. And what comes to me is that the highest truth is you do not need a reason to be happy. The ego will disagree with this, however, because ego uses reasons as its chief currency for being, doing, and giving. Everything must have a reason, according to the ego. I'll be happy if, and I'll be happy when, I'll be kind if, I'll love you when. So unreasonable happiness is natural to infants who smile for no reason, laugh for fun, and play for the play's sake. Unreasonable happiness is also natural to your unconditioned self, that part of you that's just hasn't been conditioned to have reasons. True happiness needs no reasons, no special equipment, no money, no perfect moment, no permission, no justification, and no ideal circumstances. Just being happy is about folding back into something already innate in you. So can you still do that? Do you ever kick back and let yourself laugh for no reason? Do you ever smile that unreasonable smile? Do you ever let yourself just be surprised by the joy? Are you ever like just unashamedly spontaneous? And so as I invite you to unreasonable happiness, I'm going to do a little short meditation with you, and then we're going to bring on our powerful guests for really inviting more love in to find your soulmate love with Second Date founders Linda and Liz Murad, and with our guest Mendy Barron. This is going to be an exciting show. It's going to be a connection where it's going to lead to so many more sparks of love, connection, beauty. And so I'm super excited. So let's take a deep breath in. Just be still for a moment and meditate on unreasonable joy. See if you can let your innate joy bubble up for no good reason at all. Dial directly to your unconditioned self and just surrender to the thought of unreasonable joy. No striving, no earning, no deserving, and no reason necessary. Reasons, conditions, and rules are really covert resistance to joy, innocence, and being unconditional again. Experiment today with being more unreasonable than usual. Remind yourself how easy it is it can be to choose joy, choose love, choose kindness. Here's some suggestions to start you off. Be unreasonably kind to yourself today. And we're only speaking today, one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 second at a time. Kiss your friends and partners for no reason at all. Drink champagne just for the fun of it. Smile the unreasonable smile at work. Call a friend for no reason. Send flowers to a friend just because. Choose to have a great day. Just make one, regardless. Find something that you absolutely believe is a good reason for you not to be happy, and be happy anyways. Dress up, eat out, your treat, no reason. Let no reason stop you being you today. And the more unconditioned you are with yourself in that way, all those reasons that hold you back, including abundance, finances, people, relationships, they will actually work themselves out for you simply because you are connecting with the vibration of joy. And since like attracts like, you'll attract more of that. So, yes, now that we're kind of like grounded into that, we're going to invite our guest speakers, and we have also already a couple of people waiting to engage with us with questions and interaction. So I'm super excited about this. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and free up the line for our guest speakers, Liz, Linda, and Mr. Mendy. Let's see. Here we go. One, two, three. All right. Just a quick hello. Hello, Liz. Can you hear me there?
Hello. I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Great. And do I have Linda with us? Do we have Linda? Let's see. And Mendy, can you hear us? If I can hear just a connection from Liz, I mean from
Mendy.
Linda and Mendy. I can hear Mendy. Yes, great. Hi, Mendy. I'm so excited you're
here. Hi, how are you?
Great, great. Very good. I just don't hear Linda yet.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I'm with you, Victoria. I'm Victoria with you on the line.
Oh, great. Great to have you on with us, Victoria. Awesome. I'm just looking to see if I can hear Linda at this point. Okay. So, Linda, try to find a way to connect, but we're going to continue with the show. What you might want to do, Liz, is if you might want to double line Linda, see if that works, and she can just talk through her phone. That might work. You know.
I'll try to do that.
Okay. Okay. So.
Yes.
Okay. Those of you that are the callers that are calling in, like Victoria, that we're going to interact with later, please text me your questions and interactions so that I can bring you on the line once we start the conversation. That would be great. And also, if you have any background noise and you're not the current speaker, just go ahead and mute yourself just so we make sure that the conversation stays clear. Awesome. Okay. All right, so we'll begin in about 10 seconds if everybody's ready.
Because my number's not working.
Okay,
now.
Linda's on.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
Hi, Linda. There. Sorry about that. Can you hear
Hi,
me?
Hi, Linda. Come on in.
Hello, how are you?
Thank
good,
you.
Good.
Sorry
good
about what happened.
This is so exciting.
Good to
I'm
be
so
here.
Glad to make it back in.
Thank you.
Are we all here?
Me too.
Okay, good. Good.
We're all here.
So, I wanted to just have like a little conversation discussion. So this is less of an interview, more of a let's just hang out kind of thing and get to know each other a little bit and enjoy our guests on the show. So, first thing I wanted to ask is what inspired you guys to create this platform for, you know, finding love and soulmates? What was it that gave you your first great sense for this or your first success?
This is Iz talking. I think, at least for me, it's just something that I've always loved to do. I've always loved connecting people, whether it's for love or, you know, in any capacity, a new friend or a tennis partner. And I think that feeling of connecting people, and especially for love, just is, you know, it's such an amazing feeling to be able to do that. And I think Linda and I both felt like if we actually made it into a business instead of just, you know, friends setting friends up, that more people would come to us and we would have a much bigger number of people that we could connect.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
Totally.
And
we
so
also
what,
have a...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go on, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying the two of us both have such a passion for people, and it just makes us so happy connecting people. And through this business, through the second date, we meet people that we would never have met before. And it just makes it that much better because we have access to so many different people than we would if it were not a business.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know if someone is really ready to be in a relationship?
I think there are several ways, but I would say, you know, one of the main ways is if somebody comes to us really with an open heart and mind and isn't so focused on find me a supermodel. If somebody says, I want somebody that makes me laugh, I want somebody that gets me, I want somebody that, you know, shares my interests, I want somebody that, you know, has a passion for talking about the same things that I want to talk about and doing the same things. Somebody like that is somebody that really is ready to be in a relationship.
Right. Like, we have some people that come to us, they think they're ready, but they say, you know, I don't know. She rather than being someone who is thin and narrow, that's different from someone who is thin and just naturally a broader build. They say someone, she's just too broad for me. She's thin, but she's broad. She's not thin and narrow. She's thin and broad. And I can't go out with her again because she's thin and broad. And then we look at each other and we just say, he or she, you know, he's not ready. Because he's so specific about what he wants. So he just always finds a problem with, or that person always just finds a problem with whoever they're going out with.
Or somebody that they go on one date and they say, you know, I had a great time, but I wasn't, you know, I wasn't really attracted to the person, so I don't think I'm going to go out with them again, even though I thought they were an amazing person and we laughed the whole time and, you know, we had a great, you know, connection. But somebody that is ready would say, I would love to go out with that person again to see if something develops. Right now I'm not sure, but, you know, everything else was there and I'm willing to give it a try. Yes.
Okay. I just want to double check your microphone. I feel like maybe something is touching it or something. Just make sure it's not rubbing against your shirt.
Liz, is it Liz or Linda? Is this better?
Yeah, it's just when you speak, I feel like something is moving or something is touching it. I just wanted to make sure you keep the area of the microphone away from your shirt or anything that's touching it. Great. So you told me about the red flags of when you know someone's not ready yet. Okay. What makes your approach different than current dating methods? I know you had talked to me about how it's such an exclusive, powerful service, but I want more details on what that means.
Okay. Well, what we do is I really think that there's probably no other service, dating service, that does what we do, because we put our heart and soul into each and every client. We meet everybody in person, Liz and I, together, because we both want to know what the other person thinks about the potential client. We speak to them probably for about an hour and a half in person. We take notes. They don't have to fill out anything. We take notes. We ask the questions, and oftentimes people leave and they say, oh my goodness, this is so much better than therapy. And we're like, oh, thanks. And that makes us feel so happy. And then Yeah, it's great. And then so we meet them in person. We talk for at least an hour and a half. If they want to talk more, we're okay with that too. We love to talk. We love people. And then we do a background check on all of our clients with a detective that we work with. And we know we do as much as we possibly can to make sure that these people are solid, good people and want to be in a relationship. They just don't want to swipe left or swipe right. They take each and every person seriously.
And then we also follow up on the back end. So once the date is over, we call both parties the next day to find out how the date went. And sometimes there's a little bit of miscommunication. The, you know, one person might say to us, you know, I really liked him, but I don't think that he liked me. So I'm not going to pursue it. And he might say, I really liked her, but I was nervous. So, you know, I don't know how that came across. And we're able to kind of, you know, get two people together that may have let that, you know, go by the wayside because sure how the other one felt.
And this has happened many times because we will set two people up and the next day we'll talk to them and each one will say how they felt about the date. And we might say, you know what, just give him a second chance because we don't think you are seeing what we saw in that interview and what we have learned about this person over the period of time that we've worked with him. And most of the time, when they listen to us, it ends up in a relationship. It's pretty great.
Okay, that sounds really good because there's those areas that just people get. There's something you get to see objectively from the outside that you're able to make a suggestion that's different than when the person is really caught up inside. Is that what you're saying?
Well, right, and I was just going to say, I think some people don't always know, you know, what's right for them. And they might have an idea in their head of what they want, but we might see something else in them that they don't see. And
okay.
We might end up finding somebody that connects with them that they would never have chosen for themselves.
Exactly. So when we say, you really need to give him or her a second try because going to work. She or he is a great person, same values, wants the same out of life. You have so much in common. Please give, you know, the other person a chance. And when they do listen to us, most of the time, it's positive.
Mm-hmm. So there's a spark.
It's great.
I guess you see their bigger scope of spark of goodness that, you know, that and a match and the highest values that they have in common. That because you've seen them both, interviewed them both, know them at least for some time, that allows you to make that kind of suggestion.
Exactly.
Yes, but also, sometimes I don't think people really know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But they come off, when we ask them questions,
mm-hmm.
we kind of get the feel of who these people are and what they're really all about. And we have one client that said, you know, he would never want to be a father, but he is incredible, incredible with children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we said we would like to fix you up with this person who does have a child and listen to us and, you know, mm-hmm. almost living happily ever after, I hope.
mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds cool. What do you mm-hmm. think people, why do you think people should take a more traditional approach on dating, if that's, I'm assuming you do more traditional approach. So.
Yeah, we really only do traditional. So, I would say for us, I think that a lot of people miss out on amazing partners because they're so quick to swipe left and swipe right just based on a picture. And so I think that that more traditional approach allows them to really, you know, actually spend time with somebody that they might have just passed by based on a picture that may or may not even be an accurate picture of what they look like.
Totally. I agree. But what we do, actually, in traditional matchmaking, it's kind of like back to the olden days what we do, because, as I said, we meet everybody in person. We do background checks on everybody. We basically coordinate the date. So the man and the woman have no contact with each other. And the day of the date, we give the woman the man's telephone number so she can call or text him when she arrives to the venue. And then the date starts. So sometimes, you know, it's nice not to have, you know, when you're looking at a phone or a computer and you're just looking at people and you're kind of like, oh, I'm just disregarding them. Each and every one of them is a person and they have feelings. And we look at our clients as individuals. And we put a lot of heart and soul into fixing these people up. So it's kind of old-fashioned matchmaking, very much a blind date, but they have to have the confidence in us that we will not steer our clients wrong ever. We will do whatever we can to find them what they are looking for.
Well, that's really heartwarming to hear. I have with us Victoria on the line. Victoria, are you with us? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, I can hear you. Hello. Thank you for this nice
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, how are you?
Victoria has a good question for you guys. I'll invite you. Go ahead, Victoria, you can go ahead and create the interaction yourself.
Well, question in two, if you don't mind, is about, as women, how do we embrace to get the man committed in a relationship? For me, I want to get married, not just date, you know, or live with someone without being married. So with all the competition around, men are distracted, and how do we know, how long does it take for us to know that he's the one to get married to, you know, while dating?
I think that's
the goal of relationships, is to settle, have a secured relationship, you know, for me.
So Linda and Liz, would it be possible just for our listeners to repeat back her question so that we can make sure we understand what she's actually asking?
Sure. So I think what you're asking is how do you know that a man is ready to commit, or if he's ready to commit?
Yes. And how do you do the work on the relationship to make it a commitment, marriage relationship, not just dating, you know?
Because
that's the goal of, you know, for me as a woman, and many other women want a date to get married eventually or settle or be secured, you know.
Can I answer this for a second? What I think, Victoria, the most important thing is that when you do date someone, you need to date someone that wants to get married ultimately, that has the same goals that you have. Because I don't think that you could ever change someone. Most of the time, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to date people that are marriage-minded, not someone who wants to always be a bachelor, because it's difficult to change that if he doesn't want to get married. So you have to have the same goal, I believe.
Yes, you're right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
thank
I have
you.
A question on that while we have Victoria online. I think it's how do you define marriage, and how do you define the set of rules that exist between two people that calls that marriage? Because different people can have a variety of ways of how they call that, what they call it. And how do you also gain that value from your the man, the woman that you're, you know, interviewing for the dating platform?
You're asking how we define marriage?
Yeah, in other words, like how do you make sure you understand what marriage means to each person? You know, for one person, it could mean, you know, the traditional way of, oh, we're just like getting married and we're together. For another person, it could mean each person brings on certain values when it comes to what marriage means to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you draw those values from the people that you're like interviewing?
Well,
Do you have like a process for that? Like, is there like a 30, like a 1 hour sitting down together? With, like, how does it go? Can you tell us a little bit about your whole process when someone starts to work with you?
Yeah. I mean, our process is basically that we meet every person, you know, the two of us with the person that we're interviewing. And I mean, we ask very in-depth and in-detailed questions about all kinds of things, from, you know, their likes and dislikes to, you know, their upbringing and their family life and what they're looking for. You know, it's just a wide range that I think really enables us to get to know the person pretty well in terms of, you know, what kind of a relationship they're looking for.
Okay.
Exactly. And on top of that, we really, really get to know our clients very well. And, you know, on top of just being matchmakers, we also, as I said, we do become very close with most of our clients, and they'll call us up and they'll ask us questions, like advice, because they're going on a third or a fourth date with someone and they really like her and or him, and they ask us, what should I wear, or where should I take her for dinner, or she's acting weird, how can I help, you know, how can you help? But so we really get to know them inside and out. We know their deepest, darkest secrets. So we would never fix someone up who says they only want a certain religion. We wouldn't fix them up with another religion. So we listen. We ask in-depth questions, and we really listen.
And I think also the type of person that's going to commit to meeting with us in person, taking that time, answering all of our, you know, in detail, in depth questions, and submitting to a background check. Somebody typically that is more commitment minded than somebody that, you know, might just be online dating.
Say that again.
Somebody that would come to us and submit to, you know, an hour of in depth questions from us, answer all of our questions, and have a background check. Somebody like that is typically more commitment-minded and not, you know, looking for a real relationship or a marriage.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. We are getting close to the end of our calls with about 90 seconds left. Do we have, are we going to have Mendy interact with us at this point, or?
Yeah, I just wanted to add, I mean, I've had a good amount of time.
I know you,
with you.
Something about commitments I wanted to hear from you. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, in working with these two ladies and seeing the process, I think the kind of take that I see is with technology and with the operations that we've put in relationships, period, between phone, internet, and so on, they have sort of reversed the trend in a way that allows people to connect organically, to connect on a spiritual level, to find themselves and find the people they may not have seen if they didn't look up from their screen. And although this is, you know, although this would be considered old fashioned, it's kind of counterintuitive. This is where things are trending back to old fashioned because people are trying to reconnect.
Okay.
A unique opportunity for people to make a connection on a very human level.
Well, thank you for that, sharing that final insight. We're about 10 seconds from the completion of the show. I thank everyone that's here. Please pay attention to the links. Please, everyone that's watching the show, pay attention to the links underneath the Blog Talk Radio. There'll be links for you to connect. And our wonderful Liz and Linda are also offering us a 30-minute session where you can call them and they can give you a gift consultation and advice on your relationships and how to connect better and to tell you more about the resources that they offer. I highly recommend you connect with them because if you're truly serious about marriage and soulmates, this is the place to be. Thank you and have an incredible day. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're very welcome.
Bye, Victoria. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Shaheen.
Hi.
Hold on.
Hi, okay, great. That was awesome. A lot of good for
you.
I'm sure we have so much more to say. I know that. Yeah, I know. It flies by because we're having a good time. So, yeah, I mean, you know what? I was thinking about it. I was like, okay, maybe one more people should do so much to talk about.
Yeah. Jeremy Cannon.
If they
about a certain word I'm hearing from them, I'll listen to them more about the other side of them. If they click on the link, they send to your text, but they got especially engaged with the time to call. You get out of your whole automated thing, and you
got it. Sorry, again.
Maybe why not? Yeah, maybe why not target your niche more directly to the Jewish or Muslim people?
I mean, it's not. So, I don't know what
Okay, I'll send you my link. It's my evaluation. Follow through, take the whole test, see what it does. But yours should be shorter than mine. Shorter is better. So I'll send it to you. Just go through the whole thing and see how it works.
Thank you.
اوکی. دو تا بچ میکر بودن این شروع کردم کردم. بچ میکر این شروع بودن. شوهر پیدا میکردم. برای خیلی نگرش داره خیلی زور نداره.
آره تو هم اگر خوش خوشه
بشید یه زنی یکی کنید زنی یکی شد بذارم بچه نه
خاله میگه سرش یه جای گنده اگر نه مغار بوده شهر ما بری کنه.
نه دورم بودم اگر نمیم به طور به شهر بودم میاد ساعت هشت ولی ساعت 6 که شد
دیگه
چیز بوده منصوری و ساعت 6 که شد انقدر خسته شدم دیگه اصلا اصلا حال نداشتم بعد یه رفتم یه چیزی که دوستم رفت نه
سوری
کنید دوباره شوری درگی باید یه های باید همیشون بهش کنم ولی
نکن های بایم
نکن بعد دیگه دیدم بخوام برسم از ساعت 6 با ترافیک اصلا خسته شده آره دوست مشتری بچه شما بعد هم همینجور تو ماشین نشستم و برای خواهم دیگر یه جا دیگر کنم دیمشو نداشتم شما دو اصلا با کسی نیستم اصلا نمیتونم با کسی باشم اصلا میخوام بیزی باشم فوکس بکنم کار خودم میخوام دیگر نمیتونم اصلا با کسی بیاد باشم بلکه با هر کی باشم نه هدیک داره و کنم داره که نه خوشی تو هدیک یا اون
دفتر تو همون رو بردم
آقای
ایمانی ها got handy, you got shoulder money.
I think that's the way.
تمام دارم حالا